Community health care workers in Liberia are going door to door to raise awareness about Ebola and malnutrition in the poor areas of Monrovia, the capital city. The government tried to impose quarantine regulations in West Point when the virus spread rapidly through Monrovia's poorest neighborhood. They were lifted when residents protested after losing their jobs because they could not move freely. UNICEF community health volunteer Eddie Oxy explains how Ebola has affected the already poverty-stricken area.
I came and saw the child. Child was very dry.
I came and saw the child, and the child was very dry. You could count all the rib bones, all of the backbones. So she thought it was Ebola. But I said, no, ma'am, it's not Ebola. It's malnourishment. I said, why don't you take the baby to the clinic? She said, but where can I get the money from? We don't have anything, and my husband is not working.
Malnutrition has been an ongoing problem in Liberia for many years. Healthcare workers must now assess for severe acute malnutrition without touching babies or mothers because of the Ebola outbreak. A mother, Josephine, explained that her child became malnourished when she stopped producing breast milk. Her husband lost his job during the quarantine period, and they could not afford to take the child to a health care clinic. She's also been affected by Ebola indirectly as food prices rise.
From the time she started going to the feeding center, she's been better. I can't lie. She plays by herself and sits by herself now.
Josephine was able to take her child to a health clinic, where they gave her a nourishing peanut-based paste called Plumpy Nut and high-nutrition biscuits. The rapid growth in the spread of Ebola in Liberia coincided with the crop growing and harvesting periods. Farm labor shortages have resulted in an estimated 8% decline in food production. The UN is trying to strengthen its capabilities in the affected region through early detection. Anthony Banbury is the head of the UN Mission for Emergency Ebola Response, or UNMEER.
We need a district-by-district strategy. We really need to be present out in the districts. We're having a hard time getting all the people we need to get out there, but it's coming together, and I'm optimistic that we will collectively, the international community, the partners supporting the government, will defeat Ebola soon.
The affected communities and families in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone are currently being assisted by UN agencies on the ground to meet their basic food and nutrition needs. So far, close to 8,000 people have died from the Ebola virus. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.